1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 to 11. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Charity never faileth is the title of our Sunday school exhortation, taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 8 to 11. The perfection of God's love in the believer's life is the fullness of Christ's likeness manifested in the believer's life. There is permanence and there is an enduring nature to this love that is victorious in the sight of God, which the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, describes as such. Charity never fails. That is the sense of the adverb never. Not at any time will charity fail. If we do manifest this blessed fruit of the Spirit in our lives, we will not lose our reward when we meet our Lord Jesus at the Bema or the judgment seat at his coming. It is considered gold, silver, and precious stones. It is able to withstand the crucible of God's judgment. The Lord says, there is no condemnation for such. Whatsoever, when we show forth charity in our lives, is the sense of this phrase. Charity never faileth. We have seen 15 characteristics of charity in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4 to 7, which we would like to recall. Charity suffereth long, meaning charity is patient. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It does not boast. Charity is not puffed up. It's not proud. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. It's not rude. Charity seeks not her own. Charity is not self-seeking. Charity is not easily provoked. Charity is not easily angry. Charity thinks no evil, keeps no record of wrongs. Charity rejoices not in iniquity. Charity does not delight in evil, but charity rejoices in the truth. Charity beareth all things. Charity always protects others. Charity believeth all things, always trusts, hopeth all things, always hopes, endureth all things, always persevere. If there is any study that is critical for our spiritual progress, I encourage you to study the character of God's love. Jesus says in John 15, verse 14 to 15, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also loved one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The manifestation of the nature of God's love is delineated here for our learning. The Apostle Paul compares it with other gifts in the second part of the verse, pertaining to prophecies, tongues, and knowledge, which shall fail and shall cease, and concludes that charity is superior over other gifts of the Holy Spirit, in that it never fails. It's an encouragement for believers to learn the character of God's love and to manifest it in our interaction, one with another at home, in the workplace, in church, everywhere the Lord sends us. Jesus says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. The world is in chaos, with much war and hatred between people, between nations, in the homes, and God's people are asked to make a sanctifying difference. May the Lord grant us his grace to be sought and light for him in a sin-darkened world by showing forth the power of God's love that melts away every hatred in our heart. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. The perfect refers to the completion of the New Testament scriptures with the writing of the last book, the Revelation, the book of Revelation by the Apostle John at the island of Patmos around AD 90. It does not refer to Jesus Christ, nor his first or second coming. The last words of encouragement and warning were given to God's people. Come, let him that athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Thank God for showing us through his word, the Bible, the way of salvation, the comfort for the saints, and the hope of the resurrection. May we meditate on these truths for strength and faith for daily life. Paul says, when I was a child, I speak as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. The analogy of growing up from a child to a man is a process of transformation from immaturity to maturity. A grown-up man will no longer do the childish things. This is what the Apostle Paul wants to compare and bring to us. The childish temper and ways are put away. He puts on a frame of maturation that comes with the years of learning and training by his parents and teachers and mentors that come into his life. It is a fitting description of the spiritual man growing to maturity. It is likened to the believer from the time of his spiritual birth on earth to the time of his glorification in heaven. When a man is called home to be with the Lord, we often say such a man has graduated. He has rested from his labors. He is now fully acquainted with the things of the heavenly realm, which in his earthly life is but a veil through the eyes of Scripture. He is safe in the arms of Jesus. He sees his Savior face to face. The Apostle Paul has explained the character of Christian charity as a hallmark of that maturation. If you are mature in Christ, then we will see this in our lives. We will see the Spirit's fruit of his love in our lives, of patience, of kindness, of humility, of courtesy, of self-effacing, of keeping no record of wrongs, of rejoicing in the truth, of staying away from evil, of trust, of hope, of perseverance. What a wonderful spiritual character that God gives us. In fact, if you take time to cultivate, well, this comes from God, you see. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. In other words, God gave it. It is from heaven that God gives us that kind of a love, injected into our bloodstream so that it will have its effect. When we take time to stay close to the Lord, take time to understand the character of his love, and take time to pray that God would help us to manifest these characteristics. We may fail. Often we fail. But the Lord is giving us opportunities to learn so that we would, in our learning, grow, and in our growth, be a blessing to the people around us. So I pray that the Lord would strengthen his people and grant to us his grace to study the character of his love, knowing that it does not fail, and therefore we can stand steadfast following him. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Thank thee for thy grace to give us thy word, to show us the character of thy love. In fact, Lord, we are very blind, we cannot see, but thou hast shown us clearly. So Lord, help us to see by thy Spirit, illumine us so that we may manifest indeed the quality of thy Spirit in our lives. This I pray with thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.